Well, good afternoon, Audio Boom. It's Adrian at TurboStream. So it is 1:35 in the PM on a Tuesday. And I've just done a live Periscope. Just one of those things. I wasn't really planning to do one today, but suddenly decided I would. Am I still recording? Your spuffle's too big, so I'm on the Zoom. Yeah, I think we are recording. Hang on a minute. Here I am. I've done this before, you see. I've started recording on the Zoom and haven't pressed record. So we're at a place called Edstone Aqueduct. Now, those of you with a long memory will remember I did an audio boo here. Oh, I don't know how long. A couple of years back. I think it's in response to one of Dialogue Gamblers' pieces of audio. And I was... I'd gone somewhere and I kind of didn't go the wrong way. But you know when you think, well, I was going to get down here and see where I'm going. And I did that. And I suddenly remembered. That's Mr. McColgan sent me a message. Yes, Mac, it was very peaceful. And... So I kind of suddenly remembered about this place, and as usual when I take my rucksack with me, I've got my jet boil, and I've got my soy water filter, and I've got some clean water, and I always make sure I take supplies of coffee. A couple of these instant Nescafe sachets are really good. So I suddenly decided I'll do a scope. I'm kind of not totally confident of doing scopes. I don't mind doing edited stuff that I could write this now, because this is not live. But, what I did do though, which is I actually found the toggle switch for enabling comments only from followers. Because some of the scopes I've seen where people get all sorts of weird comments. There's a guy I followed yesterday, and they were not abusing him, but they weren't very nice to him, calling one of his followers all sorts of names. I'm not totally sure I want to get involved in that, really. So I was almost it's a good thing just to have the thing from the followers. So we had McColgan, we had Farman Rich. Who else did we have? Let's have a look at the scope. So I'll get a scope up. This is a complete rambly boo, really. Who did I have? 26 live viewers. 18 web viewers. Dan Jones, Simon SM2N, McColgan, Pollard, Diddy David and Rich Roberts. Yeah, so, broadly, thanks for your tuning into my scope. It's one of those things that you just... I tend to do these scopes off the hook, you know. There's been talk on Periscope and Audio Boo about planning scopes. I like to go with the thing. I just do it. Just don't plan it. Just, because that's... To me, that's more natural for me. So awesome, just been tidy. So I'm quite enjoyed doing it. Yeah. So we're sitting at a little bench next to the canal towpath. In fact, I'm not sure what canal this is actually. It's probably the Stratford and Stratford. So look at me, Matt. The Stratford upon Avon Canal. So at this thing called Edstone Aqueduct. So apparently it's the longest in England, which it doesn't seem very long. But maybe it is. I guess if the sign says so, it must be. And it's like a wrought iron thing, and it's quite high off the road. There's a deep valley where the road goes underneath, and there's a railway track. And we're kind of in a place called Warwickshire now. Normally I talk about Worcestershire, And it's just a nice place to come. A nice place to come and just chill out for an hour. So I've got this tea making facility on the road now, sorted down to a tea. So I've got, for those of you who are into walking, I've got a 5 litre dry bag, into which goes the jet ball and a canister of gas, which is all self-contained. And then I bought myself a cheap plastic screw top mug, which keeps all the coffee and stuff in a little freezer bag in there. So as long as I've got water, I can make a brew. So I just have to make sure when I go home is to refill the coffee. Yeah. So I've got a sheep over in the other side of the canal. Just love doing this. Just coming somewhere in the country. I mean, I'm probably 40 minutes away from the house, possibly. I don't know, 40 minutes. It's probably about 25 miles, maybe. It's just a nice place to come. Now, considering we're on the main peak holiday and the school holidays, you expect more people to be here. There's a couple behind me sitting on the bench. So, and there was a couple the other side, got the deck chairs out. I don't think they realised this was there. So, I think we'll bid you farewell. And I'm going to continue enjoying the peace and quiet with a cup of coffee. So it's nice to speak to all again. And thanks for listening, and we'll catch you in the next audio boom.